With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The 87th State House District will have a new representative next year. Incumbent Mike Calton cannot run again due to term limits. Eric Anderson is the Democratic candidate for the State House District that includes all of Barry and part of Ionia County. Eric Anderson, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself to the audience.
I am a resident of Hastings, Michigan. I have a wife and two daughters. I've been a resident of Hastings my whole life with a stint in Kalamazoo and Toledo, Ohio. I work as a graphic designer at Progressive Graphics here in Hastings. And I'm running for the 87th Michigan House District because we've had 6 years of uninterrupted Republican policies, which has poisoned the city. And that's just the start of the bad things that have happened, which is a sad statement indeed.
Well, what would you do differently if you get in there? What are the policies that you would propose to change the state's trajectory?
Well, I believe the emergency manager law is unconstitutional, and I would repeal that. That has given autocratic authority to governor's handpicked folks that led to the Flint water crisis. We do have problems in our inner cities. We are not investing in education, in fair housing. We're not investing in the water lines. I mean, how many cities in Michigan have old lead water pipes? All of them do. We're not changing anything. We're not fixing anything. We're not investing in our infrastructure. And that is lifting all people up is the answer, in my opinion, not just a few wealthy campaign contributors.
If not an emergency manager, what should the state be doing when a city finds itself in fiscal trouble?
Well, that's happened before. We've had cities in fiscal trouble before the emergency manager law came to pass. So what did we do at that time? We had the state and the city and sometimes the federal government came in and helped get their finances back on track. We raised taxes a little bit. We cut spending a little bit. We refinanced debt. You know, those are the things that we can do. We don't have to flash and burn and, you know, basically say, this is the way it's going to be, and nobody else has any input in it at all, which is what has happened under the emergency manager law.
If you could start over with Michigan's tax system from scratch, how would you design it? What would be the components of it? What would you try to maybe tax more of? What do you think should maybe be taxed a little bit less?
Well, there's two issues at play here. One of them, the income tax was written into the Constitution in 64 or 65. That was a flat tax, a flat income tax, and that goes up and down depending on conditions. But Dick DeVos pays exactly the same as I do in terms of
same
percentage
rate
of income. So that austerity level, that flat tax level, should be thrown out, and we should implement a progressive income tax. The other thing is the Proposal A of 1994 was a humongous giveaway to very, very large and wealthy property holders. those things are going up at the rate of inflation, basically, or 2%, whichever is lower. But inflation has been so low for so long, basically become the rate of inflation that has handicapped our ability to pay our teachers, keep school buildings up. It is a huge boondoggle. It's terrible and should be repealed. And those are two of the biggest things that I would focus on.
In terms of an income tax, how many different rates would you have if this were just up to you?
Oh, I guess I haven't really thought about that a lot, Gordon, but 3 or 4.
According to the Detroit Free Press Voter Guide, you say that it's fine for charter schools to exist, but they should not be getting any support from taxpayers. Explain why.
Correct. Because they're privately owned. Privately owned entities have no input from taxpayers. They have input from their customers, but they have no input from the people that are financing their operation, which are the taxpayers. It's wrong. It's hypocritical. And it's not one more penny of Michigan's budget goes to private organizations.
You are running in a district which has been Republican for a long time. What is the argument that you would make to someone that it's worth getting out and supporting you to try and get you into the state house? Why could this year be different?
We have had, I think I mentioned before, 6 years of uninterrupted Republican policies. My opponent also happens to be married to our lieutenant governor, and our lieutenant governor, I don't think it's a secret, is planning on running for governor in 2018. Excuse me. So, you know, the same people that are making the argument that we don't like political dynasties, the Bushes, the Clintons, et cetera, all of a sudden have no problem supporting a political dynasty here in small town West Michigan. But we don't need another yes man. There have been, you know, taxpayer spending.
Okay.
On silly things,
Eric?
And somebody needs to check it.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, Eric.
Thank you, Gordon.
Eric Anderson is the Democratic candidate for State House in the 87th District. That includes all of Barry and part of Ionia County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.